What's going on, guys? This is Alex Pardo, and you are listening to the Flip Empire Show, episode 201.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Guys, what is up? I hope you are doing awesome today. And guys, on today's episode, I want to address and answer a question that was submitted to somebody on Facebook. They sent me a private message. And the question was, I'm forgetting the lady's name at the moment. But the question was essentially, how can we do deals if we don't have much of a marketing budget? You know, like how do we generate leads and, you know, and essentially get in front of sellers without having a big marketing budget to spend on direct mail or pay-per-click or Facebook or any number of ways that you can, you know, generate leads. And so that's a loaded question. And there's a lot of different ways, guys, that you can generate leads for free. However, it does require, it requires one of two things. It requires you to be able to put the time in. And if you don't have the time, then leveraging other people's time to send you leads and to send you opportunities. And so let me just kind of address it and kick it off right from the get-go. And guys, if you're consistent with this, if you're intentional about it, those are two words that, you know, kind of continue to be the theme of the podcast this year, being consistent, being intentional, then there's no reason that you shouldn't be able to add an extra couple of deals at least this year just by doing this. And the first one is super simple. It doesn't cost you anything. Anybody can do this, and you can leverage people in your network to do this for you. And that's just talking to people, just asking for referrals, telling people what you do, what you're looking for, and just always planting seeds with people. If you guys have that mindset on a daily basis, that when you communicate with people, just plant seeds, you know, and you don't want to do this in an annoying kind of way, obviously. But, you know, whether it's friends, family, people that you meet, you go to the grocery store and the lady that's, you know, that's scanning all of your items, and like, talk to people, let them know what you do, and just plant seeds with people, you know. So I'll give you a couple of examples of this. So years ago, I think at one point when I launched the podcast, I talked about this, but I remember this was probably going back maybe 3 years ago or so. I had ordered chicken grill, and I'll make the story short in case you've already heard it. But long story short, so the delivery driver that was delivering this place called Chicken Grill here in Miami, I had ordered some lunch. And I was wearing a shirt that says "We Buy Houses Cash" with my phone number, and it's got some other details on it. And so the guy was handing me my food, and I was giving him the money. And he says, "He goes, you buy houses?" And not remembering that I had the shirt on, I just kind of went into my mode. I'm like, "Yeah," and I just started talking to him about it. And then halfway during the conversation, I realized that I was like, "That's random. Like, how does this guy know I buy houses?" And then I realized I was wearing the T-shirt. And excuse me, guys. And so we just started talking. We started having a conversation. So you would never guess, the guy that was delivering the food, his delivery driver was out sick. He was the owner of that particular chicken grill franchise. And he also happened to be an investor. The guy fixes and flips property. And so probably about 3 to 4 months later, I want to say roughly, give or take, shortly thereafter, we had added him to our buyers list. At the time, we were wholesaling the most expensive house we've wholesaled. So I think, if I remember correctly, we probably picked up the house for like 280, 285, something like that. And we were wholesaling it for about 365 or 370. And him and his partner ended up closing on that property. Okay. And that just came because I was wearing a T-shirt, and I wasn't even following my advice to you at that moment. Like, he started the conversation because he saw my shirt. I should have initiated that conversation and talked to him. And so that leads me to another point. I talked about this on the last episode, or I'm sorry, episode 197, as far as just not judging a book by its cover. You know, we were talking about private lenders on that particular episode and how you can get in front of private lenders and people with money. Same thing here, guys, is just always plant seeds, talk to people about what you do. I'll give you a more recent example, and this is as of not even a month ago. So I have the same UPS driver that comes to my house pretty much like on a weekly basis. I always feel like my wife is just ordering things on Amazon. That's a whole separate conversation. But to my this UPS driver, like super nice guy. He always comes, knocks on the door. We have to sign for the package. Sometimes he just drops it off. And after like the fourth or fifth time I had seen the same UPS driver, I just talked to him. I'm like, hey man, out of curiosity, I mean, obviously you seem to know this area really well. What other areas do you work? You know, I just started talking to the guy about his job. Like, oh, how long have you been a UPS driver? Do you enjoy it? Just striking up a conversation with the guy. The guy was super open. And I said, hey, listen, man, I don't know, you probably don't know this, but, you know, I have a company that we buy distressed properties. And I just started talking to him about what we do. I said, yeah, we buy vacant properties. We buy for sale by owners. I was just planting seeds. I wasn't even asking for anything, but I was just kind of letting him know. And I said, hey, man, you know, if you're ever looking for a property or whatever the case might be, you know, keep me in mind. I might be able to find you something. And then just as he was leaving, he says, I saw a couple of for sale by owners on the way over here. And I said, man, it's interesting that you said that. I mean, those are the types of properties that we buy. We're always looking for like vacant distressed properties or even for sale by owners, you know, and I kind of educated him a little bit. I said, look, you know, if the property has a realtor sign, we're probably not interested. But I said, look, if you send me those opportunities, there's a way we can work together. And I started having that conversation with him. And so the next day, the guy started texting me. I gave him my number. I was going to give him my acquisition manager's number, but I just kind of wanted to build that relationship first. And so the guy started texting me pictures of houses and FSBO signs. The guy must have sent me like four or five, like in a 5-minute period. And I'm like, we have somebody that's hungry here and they want to earn a little bit of extra money. So I sent a group text introducing him to my acquisition manager. And I said, his name's Alex. And I go, hey, Alex, do me a favor. Anytime you come across any vacant properties, if you could just take a picture of the house and along with the address and send a group text. And then Elizabeth that way can go ahead and she'll work to get in contact with the owner. And we'll continue to keep you posted. I said, we'll give you a monthly update on all of the leads that you sent us. And the guy has probably sent like no BS, maybe 12 or 13 houses, whether a combination of vacant houses and or FSBOs, probably a combination of 13 leads that are now in our system that my acquisitions team is working. And that all came from just initiating a conversation with someone that I would see on a weekly basis. And guys, you can take this story and apply it to anything. I mean, we're all out and about. We see mailmen. We go to the grocery store. We go pick up our dry cleaning or we have our dry cleaning delivered to us. Instacart, we're now having our groceries and different things delivered to the house. Every time I see these people, we order Uber Eats or Postmates or one of these things, I'm planting a seed. We're having a conversation. Everybody out there is either know somebody looking to buy a house, know somebody to sell a house, know somebody that's looking to sell a house, and or know somebody with money that they want to get into real estate. There's a pretty good chance that anybody that you reach is going to fall into one of those three categories. And if they don't, they don't. And you met somebody new and you were just friendly and, you know, hopefully you put a smile on somebody's face, like nothing negative can happen. You know, you practice communication skills, you get outside your comfort zone. I mean, there's just so many benefits to doing this. And if you're consistent and intentional about it, there's no reason you shouldn't pick up at least an extra 2 to 3 deals a year. You know, so if I told you could make an extra, I don't know, let's just say on the low end, 10 grand to as much as 100 grand or more, just by talking to people and having people send you leads and opportunities, would it be worth it for you? You know, so when people reach out to me and they say, hey, Alex, how can I generate leads for free? Or how can I close deals if I don't have a marketing budget? You know, it goes back to asking yourself better questions and you're going to get better answers. And I'm going to share with you a personal example here shortly as far as just asking better questions. But, you know, think to yourself whenever you want to do something or accomplish it, say, how can I? Don't allow your brain to think of the reasons you can't do something, but flip the switch and ask, okay, well, how can I do this? Here's a personal example. I was talking to one of my coaches, and we were talking about, you know, I've been, you guys probably know if you've been listening to the show, I've been really focused on just like the wealth building piece and just acquiring more assets. And so I have some opportunities to buy some houses out in the Midwest that would, you know, come with a rent to own tenant, property management and company in place, and all these different things. And so right now I'm looking at, either buying some of these houses cash or leveraging debt. However, my vision has always been to be debt free and not so much leverage debt. And this episode isn't to get into, you know, good debt versus bad debt. And there's no right or wrong. It's just my personal vision was, hey, let's accumulate assets without having to go into debt. But I was having a challenge, you know, with that, because the easy thing is to just leverage debt, right? Just through private lenders or bank financing or different ways. It's just easier to acquire the assets if you leverage debt. And I was kind of leaning towards just kind of going in that direction short term, you know? And he was like, Alex, ask yourself a better question. You know, how can you acquire these assets without having debt? You know, and how can you build wealth quicker without compromising your vision? And it just got me thinking different. And then that spun off into a whole nother conversation about joint venture deals and participation deals and all these creative type of deal structures that we can talk about on a later episode. But it just goes back to, you know, ask yourself better questions. You're going to get better answers. You know, my friend Tim Bratz, I think I referenced him on a previous episode. You know, he's big. He buys a lot of apartment buildings. Guy owns a ton of units right now. Really, really good guy. I encourage you to listen to that episode. We'll link it up in the show notes. You know, he shared an example of how he wanted to rent the Cavs suite at the Cleveland Cavaliers game. He wanted to rent the suite for the finals, but it was like 30 grand for the game or something ludicrous like that. But he started asking himself, well, how can I do this? And so he hosted a mastermind. You know, a 1 or 2 day mastermind, he got other people to pay for that experience. You know, so think about when you want something, ask yourself questions, how can I? Always start the question with how can I? So, you know, one of the other things I always tell my team members is whenever a seller calls in and they're processing that lead, at the end, always ask, hey, by any chance, do you happen to know anybody else that might be looking to sell their house? We always say that might be. Because it forces them to maybe think, you know, and most of the time, I'll be honest, guys, most of the time they say no, but every now and then somebody says, actually, yeah, last year we closed the deal. I can't remember exactly how much we made on it. It wasn't like a home run of a deal or anything, but we probably made like 20, 25 on it or something. And it was because my acquisition manager asked that question and that seller gave us the name and number. The seller didn't have the address, but they gave us the name and number to somebody they knew. It wasn't even a friend of theirs. It was just someone they knew through their network. My acquisition manager called that seller, just a cold call that day. And he didn't set up an appointment that day, but that now became a lead in our system. We continued to follow up. He met with them and we closed the deal about a month later. And that just came, even if we did that one deal, which I know we did more than one from referrals, but even if we just did that one deal, we made 20 or 25 grand, I ask you, would it be worth it? Like, could you use an extra 20, 25 grand in your life just by planting a seed and asking a question? So anyways, guys, that's what I got for you on today's show. Hopefully you get some value out of that. And speaking of, guys, I would be forever grateful if you just take a minute or two. First of all, go to iTunes. So if you go to flipempire.com/iTunes, make sure you subscribe to the show so that you automatically get notified when our episodes come out every Monday and Thursday. And just take a minute if you can, if you've gotten anything out of the show, leave a rating and review. And I'd be really, really just very appreciative of you taking the time, because it definitely helps. With so many podcasts out there, it definitely helps the ranking in iTunes, and it allows me to reach more people, which is the goal with this message. So, guys, I appreciate you. Talk to you soon.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.